Hello there, gorgeous souls, and welcome to episode 202 of the Success Revolution podcast. I am your host, Gemma Bernad. This podcast episode is entitled Calm Cash, the three roles the nervous system plays in supporting your business expansion in 2023 and beyond. Now, if you are anything like me and you are absolutely associated with being someone who is high achieving, who is ambitious, who really has big, audacious goals for your business this year and beyond. You're someone who's on the path to seven figures, no matter where you're on in that path, but that you really desire to create a lasting impact and you want to expand your business, not just financially, but in terms of the impact that you create, the lives that you touch, and the results that you help your clients with, then this podcast episode is going to just be an incredible one for you to dive into. So with that being said, let's dive in.
Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad.
Okay, my loves, let's dive into today's episode because I really want to bring you into the world of nervous system work and help you to unleash the true power that lives inside of you to be able to go on to create and scale incredible, impact-driven, unrealistically successful businesses. And what I know to be true is that your nervous system really sits at the core and the foundation of your ability to be able to do that. Let's begin with some absolute basics here. Like, what actually is your nervous system? Okay. So your nervous system is made up of the brain, the spinal cords, and nerves, and it controls a lot of what you think and feel and also what your body does. So it's an organized network of nerve tissues in the body. It includes the central nervous system, which is the brain and the spinal cord, but also the peripheral nervous system, which is the nerves that extend from the spinal cord to the rest of the body. Now, in terms of these nerves, what's really important for you to understand, and this is an incredibly important concept to understand, is that out of that bundle of nerves, 80% of those nerves are what are called afferent nerves. And those nerves are responsible for taking information from the body up to the brain. Whereas you have the other 20% of your nervous system, which is made up of efferent nerves, okay, that take information from the brain to the body. And why that is so significant and important, particularly in the teachings, is that so many of us are focusing on the 20% when it comes to changing our thoughts, changing our feelings, changing our actions, our behaviors, and therefore our results. And the power that really lives in the nervous system lives in that 80%. Of the afferent nerves, which are responsible, as I said, for reading the environment, which is what the nervous system does. Its job really is to read the environment and to decide, hey, like, what's safe here? Is this safe for us to, you know, do this, take this action, move in this direction? Or is this like something that maybe we need to like not do? Okay. And so we really want to be focusing on that 80%, which is made up of those afferent nerves when we're working on nervous system regulation work. Now, what is nervous system regulation work? Nervous system regulation, it's just the ability to move flexibly between different nervous system states in response to internal and external stressors, okay? Now, I want to really highlight something about the nervous system here. It's the ability to move flexibly between nervous system states. I am deeply passionate about bringing one very important core message about the nervous system out to the world, and that is that there is no negative nervous system state. Now, we have absolutely got into this pattern of demonizing certain emotional patterns. Now, if you are familiar with the emotional hierarchy scale, what that scale really does is identifies emotional patterns and their vibrational frequency. Okay, so we've got, you know, death, which vibrates at zero, obviously. And then we move up to things like shame and guilt and apathy and neutrality and love and compassion. And the lower down, like shame, operate at very dense, slow vibrations, and they have gotten the term negative emotions, right? Whereas we have things like peace and joy and happiness vibrating at much higher frequencies, and they are called positive emotions, right? And with that comes a whole lot of negative and positive connotations, of course. Now, I don't want that to come over to the nervous system, because there are six nervous system states that we have the ability to be able to flexibly move between. Okay. Now, those nervous system states are the play state, ventral vagal state, stillness state, dorsal vagal, overwhelm, and sympathetic. I'm not going to go into a huge amount of detail about what those are. I'm going to have some upcoming resources coming out that's going to take you through what is a very important process to understand, be educated around those different nervous system states. But what I will tell you is that the play, the ventral vagal, and the stillness state are what we call a regulated nervous system state. And the other three, the sympathetic, overwhelm, and dorsal, are what we call unregulated states. Okay. But here's the thing. What is important is not that we try and avoid any particular nervous system state, or also be more dominant in one particular nervous system state necessarily. It's that we have the ability to flexibly move between those states. That is what's really important. And when you have a very flexible nervous system, you have a very strong and resilient nervous system. And that is a nervous system that is able to withstand change, evolution, and expansion in your business. And that is what we are aiming for: a nervous system that can have and experience internal and external stressors and be able to respond with appropriate nervous system states, which then engage the mind and the body to be able to act or not act in particular ways. Okay. So I wanted to just cover off on some of the basics and just letting you know what the nervous system really is and how it works. Here's why it is such an important conversation to have and an important principle and concept to understand when it comes to business expansion. Let me make this really simple for you. If you have goals to expand your business in terms of things like income, the amount of clients that you serve, the prices that you charge, your visibility, so, you know, how much you show up on social media, not even just that, but also in terms of what you say, how bold that is. Maybe it's expansion in terms of your message. Maybe it's expansion in terms of your platform. So it's not just, hey, I'm like on my own social media, but I'm now talking in, you know, publications and other people's podcasts and speaking on stage. Those things all compromise expansion. Now, where you're at right now, I'm going to hazard a guess to say, is not in what your version of business expansion is. There will be another version of expansion. So you have created a set of circumstances in your business that looks like a certain amount of income, you're serving a certain amount of clients, you're charging a certain price point, your visibility looks at a certain level. And that particular level that you're at, your current reality right now, your nervous system is acclimatized to that, is calibrated to that. It feels safe and secure in that. Why? Because it's familiar. And that's really how the nervous system judges whether something's safe. It's like, is this familiar? And do we really know what the outcome is? Because is the outcome that we're going to receive as a result of taking that action going to be detrimental to our safety, or is it going to keep us alive? Your nervous system does not care if you're happy. Okay. It's not like here to be like, oh, I want this person to be rich and happy and in love and health. It's like, is she alive? Good. We've done our job. Now, your version of business expansion is different to your current reality. So right now, your nervous system's job is to really perceive, is that a stressor to us that is going to take us out of safety? And if it is, the nervous system will kick in and it will send messages up to your brain that will trigger a series of thoughts and belief patterns that will either support emotional patterns or not, that serve you to do things or not do things, that will then take you to having the results that you want in your business for business expansion. So when we have I think of the nervous system like this. Your nervous system is either switched into support mode or it's switched into safety mode. When it's switched into safety mode, its job is to keep you in familiar circumstances so that you are safe. It will not support your business expansion. That's when you'll have a very rigid nervous system, so it won't be very flexible. That's when you'll have a nervous system that is probably more dominant in those dysregulated states. And its job will be to like, nope, we're not going to change anything. Even if it's like, you don't want it. Doesn't matter how much you want it. Your nervous system ultimately controls whether you have it or not. A nervous system that is in support mode, however, which is a flexible nervous system, a nervous system that spends a lot of time in regulated states, a nervous system that is very responsive and not reactive. So that means it doesn't flip to other nervous system states really quickly, like it's not triggered really quickly into a dysregulated nervous system state. Doesn't mean it doesn't experience dysregulation. It's also a nervous system that will go into dysregulated states but not stay there for chronic prolonged periods of time. That's a nervous system in support mode. That is a nervous system that is able to handle stress, perceived or real. That is a nervous system that is able to be flexible and expansive to hold more money, hold more responsibility, hold more clients, hold more visibility, hold more choice, hold more freedom, hold more impact, hold more power, hold more authority, all of those things. That is what a supportive nervous system does. And this is why it is absolutely integral that if business expansion is on the top of your priority list for your business this year, no matter what is going on in the economy, in your home life, or wherever, if you're like, my business, I am on the trajectory. It is my vision. It is my dream. It is my commitment. It is my daily choice. I am showing up for it. But I am telling you right now, you want to be focusing on supporting and regulating and strengthening your nervous system. And here's why this is so important, because there really are, amongst everything I've told you, three roles that a nervous system in support mode will do to support your business expansion. And I want to take you through those three core roles right now. Okay. Number one, a nervous system in support mode will have access through the play state to creativity and innovation. Here's why this is very important, particularly in our current climate. We are currently in an economic cycle right now where there are going to be more self-made millionaires made over the coming years than there ever has been before. This is what happens when there are downturns in economic structures, is that this is the time where those that are the most creative and innovative to solve people's problems will rise to the top. Now, if you have a nervous system that is switched into safety mode, you will not be able to look at your business, look at your target market and audience, look at your industry and innovate and create. But this is what's going to be needed in order for you not just to survive in your business, but to actually thrive. And that's what the support mode of a nervous system allows you to do. Because the safety mode of a nervous system is built for survival, the support mode of a nervous system is built for thriving. We need women in business right now who are in and able to tap in and access inner creativity and innovation, inspiration, ideas, ways to be more efficient, more effective, to deliver better quality products. Products that get better results for clients. That is what is needed right now more than anything. And that's what is going to allow people to rise to the top and expand their businesses over the next, 8 months to 24 months, over the next couple of years. You're going to need to be creative and innovative. I truly do not believe that you will be able to keep doing what you have done. And this is what happens when we go into kind of downturns where it's been really easy previously to just sell, anything, because people have had high levels of disposable income. And not even just that they've had high levels of disposable income, but they've also been had lower levels of risk. Their risk appetite really has been much higher and they haven't really seen it as very risky. Whereas, a lot of people now may still have higher levels of disposable income. Okay. And I think it's really important. I talk to my clients a lot about this when we're looking at ideation around who they're targeting with their business. Is that it's really important to make sure you are absolutely targeting people that can, without a doubt, afford easily what it is that you are selling. Okay, but what you need to be able to do is you need to be able to look at your product suite, look at your offers, and be so innovative and creative in either recreating them, creating something new, or tweaking things so that people can see and are able to tap into the immense value that you offer and to be able to see that clearly, and also for those products and services to be delivering incredible results right now. If you have got a product, a service, an offer in your business that delivers incredible results, you need to be able to get that out to as many people as possible, but you're going to need to be creative. You might need to be creative in looking at the structure of that particular offer. You may need to be really creative in looking at things like the name, how you market it, how you sell it, all of those things. You may need to be really creative in how you get your message out there. And this is, you know, we are absolutely in a time right now, particularly with social media, we have very minimal attention spans. We also have a lot of people that are using these social media platforms. There's so much content that's being churned and put out there that if you are not being creative and innovative in terms of how you are actually getting your message out there, you get lost. No one sees you. Your incredible services, your life-changing work don't get out there. You need creativity and innovation. It is really an important part. And that's what happens when you've got a nervous system that is in support mode. The next thing that's really important, and there are so many reasons that I can touch on why this is important, but at its core, what is so important is that you are able to create and build quality relationships and connections in your business with your clients, with potential clients, with your community online, with peers in your industry, with competitors, all of those things. And a nervous system that's in support mode is in what we call a social engaged state. And social engaged states don't look at people like competitors and see them as competitors. They look at collaboration opportunities. They look at ways that they can tap into their networks and support them. They don't see those things as competition. They also, someone that has a nervous system that is socially engaged in that support mode is able to build better quality products that focus on building incredible results and relationships. Another reason this is important, I'm going to tell you, and this has always been the case, but I'm going to tell you even more so right now with the current climate that we're in. As I said to you, make sure you are focusing on people that have the disposable income to spend on your products and services. That is very, very important. But here's the thing. If you have a product and a service, and often I want to talk about a product, I work mainly with service-based businesses, coaches, consultants, healers, and service-based businesses. And when I say products, I really am talking about services. You are, as I said, you're going to find that people that have, even if they've got a disposable income where they can still part with their money, they can still easily afford what it is. As I said to you, people's ideas around risk shift right now. So they really want to make sure that they are trusting the person that they're investing in. And I'm going to tell you right now, one of the easiest ways to do that is to have referral systems in your business. And even if you don't have a referral system, but to make the quality of your offer so freaking amazing that the people that are in it want to tell everyone about it. So if you focus on building incredible service, incredible connections with your clients, and they then tell more people, and they bring those people into your work, you can see how that supports your business to expand. But if you are in safety mode, in your business, in your nervous system, if you are dominantly in safety mode, stress mode, anxious, burnt out, drained, overwhelmed, exhausted, if you find yourself flicking into those states quite a lot, I'm going to tell you right now, you are not in a healthy state to be able to create quality connections. And connections that are built on interdependence, not codependence, which is a whole other conversation. This isn't about being in your people pleaser, people, okay? That's not quality connection. That is codependent relationships. So the nervous system in support mode will allow you to be able to build those incredible connections online with your community, with your clients. And that gets your clients and your community to do the work for you. And I have a prime example of that. Actually, only just today, I've just launched the Calm Cash Bundle. Which is currently free until Sunday, what is the date? Sunday the 30th of April. So if you're listening to this after that, then there's a small fee for it. But Sunday 30th of April at midnight Australian Eastern Standard Time, I've got the Calm Cash Bundle, which is really step one in doing any nervous system work with me. It's an incredible bundle. There's my favorite daily nervous system practice to help you unlock your inner financial flow. And I've added some bonuses in there as well. It's currently free. Again, if it's after Sunday, then there is a small cost for it, but it is well worth going and looking at. Anyway, I have built a relationship with a fellow coach who's online, and she does a lot of work with human design, which I do too, astrology. She's incredible. I've had her on the podcast, but a great conversation. We have a beautiful relationship. And she promoted my offer on her social media, and a whole bunch of people came over and followed me and asked for the link and have downloaded the offer. This is a great example of where you have a quality connection, because I'm in a socially engaged state and I'm able to build those relationships and that rapport where people start doing the work for you. And this helps you to scale your expansion without all of it being on you. You want to scale your business, scale your relationships. You want to scale your relationships, scale your nervous system. Okay, so that's number two. That's the second role the nervous system can play in supporting your business expansion this year and beyond. And the third one is something that a lot of people talk about because it's not really sexy, but, you know, this is the thing, and people, I really want people to understand this, is that when your business expands, you do take on more perceived and real levels of stress. That's just a reality. Anyone that's expanded their business to multiple six, seven, multiple seven, eight figures just tells you that complexity just gets built into a business. Stress just gets built into a business as it scales. You don't need to add it in. It just does that itself. That's because there's just additional responsibility. There's additional choices and decisions that have to be made. There's greater levels of visibility, greater levels of authority, greater levels of power, greater levels of leadership, greater levels of choice, all of those things. And with that does come stress. Now, the way that I teach stress, there's healthy levels of stress. Stress is not bad. It's our reaction and our response to that that really determines how we process stress. But the truth is, and that's why the nervous system is so important, because if your nervous system is in that safety mode and it gets triggered easily by stress, okay, you know, it is, just for example, it is by nature that as you expand your business and you take on more clients, you're going to have more challenges, more relationships to deal with, more different dynamics and personalities, more chance of refund requests. All those things start to go up as you bring more people into your business. These are all perceived stresses to a nervous system. And if you have a nervous system that is in safety mode and it gets, because safety mode means it's rigid, it means it moves very quickly between nervous system states too. Whereas when we have a supportive nervous system, it is slower to go from regulated to unregulated states. But a nervous system in safety mode will be like triggered immediately. Someone says, I'm not happy with your product and service. And immediately you go into overwhelm and anxiousness and anger, and you're triggered and you respond and you react with that. Whereas if you have a nervous system that's in support mode and a client comes to you and says, I'm not happy with this service, you're able to sit down and process that, be much more logical, analytical, and less emotional about it. You have higher levels of emotional intelligence. You have higher thresholds for being able to handle confronting and tough situations. And a nervous system that is in support mode will support you to be able to manage these more stressful situations and the additional responsibility that comes, you know, from having, you're going to have team, all those things that comes from having a business that has expanded. And when your nervous system is able to support all of those things, you can see how it's going to feel safe to take on more. Take on more money, take on more clients, take on more visibility, more leadership, all of those things that business expansion represents to you. And it all begins at this, which is the foundation. I heard this, you know, analogy. People use this all the time. You know, they talk about, you know, when you build a house, what's the first thing you do? You lay the slab, you lay a solid slab down, right? And then you construct the frames and the rest of it. My brother's a builder, so, you know, all those things that builders do. Here's what I've always said. I'm like, any builder will tell you that laying the slab is not the first thing they do. The first thing they do is create a level ground for the slab to be laid on. You pour a concrete slab on ground that is jagged and there's rocks and it's not level, I'm telling you, you will get cracks in your slab, cracks in your foundations, cracks in your frames, cracks in your walls, cracks everywhere. This is the same. Your nervous system is the ground that the concrete slab gets laid on top of. When it is level and balanced and strong and stable, it will be able to hold the structure of your business without cracking. This is how we up-level without all of the inner drama and hurdles. Like people talk about coming up to upper limiting things, and it happens. And it's not that to say that when you're working and strengthening your nervous system, these things aren't going to happen. But remember, you'll be flexible in your nervous system. So you may hit that point where it's like you hit that upper limit, but you're able to move through it with such beautiful grace and momentum because you have a strong and stable, nourished and nurtured nervous system that is like, you know what? It's okay that this is unfamiliar. I've got this and I can move into this next level. This is why the nervous system work is, it's everything. And I learned this, I'm going to tell you, I actually learned this the hard way. I really did. I learned this the hard way. I scaled my business very quickly, less than 2 years, multiple six figures. I took on lots of clients. And then I got to the point where I was like, my nervous system went, no deal. You are not, you can't take on anyone. You are a capacity. You're a capacity. You cannot take on any more responsibility, any more clients, any more leadership, any more visibility, any more authority. And I didn't know at the time that's what was going on. Now, in reflection, I have all the wisdom that I can extract from that situation. If I had have had a nervous system that was in support mode, I would have maybe reached that threshold, been able to move through it because I would have had all of the practices that I have now in my toolkit. I would have had a strong nervous system. It wouldn't perceive all of that as such as huge stresses, and it would have just really just moved through, just collided through that much easier than it has. So take my lesson that I learned the hard way and invest it into your business now. Whether your business is flying or not right now, nervous system work is important. I'm not just talking to people that are like, oh my God, I'm burnt out and I'm drained. Like, maybe that is you. And you're like, absolutely, go and download the Calm Cash Bundle right now. Go and get it and begin your nervous system journey work with me, okay? Because I have a very unique way of teaching nervous system work, and I'm going to be taking you on that journey, and I'm excited for that. But if you are like, you know what, business is flying right now, Jim, I don't need nervous system work. Let me tell you, I tell my clients, when things are good, we double down. We double down on the nervous system work when things are good. We do that because we want this incredible results that are going on in your business right now to become your new minimum standard. We want what's incredible now to become your, yeah, business is okay. Like right now when someone says, how's business going? You're like, it is amazing. I want where you're at right now. I want that to be, yeah, business is okay. I want your new amazing to be amazing, your new level of expansion. And the nervous system is what's going to support you to do that. And to do that consistently and with beautiful momentum that feels good, not just on your balance sheet, but also in your body too. So don't be like, oh, Gemma, like I'm not burnt out. I'm not overwhelmed. Amazing. Power to you, darling. That is incredible. Double down on the nervous system work right now so that you can keep holding more in your business. And my Calm Cash Bundle will absolutely help you with that too. Okay, so I'm going to pop the link in the show notes below. Please go ahead, download it. If it's before Sunday the 30th of April, it is free for you. If it is after that, then the cost is minimal to access this. This truly is something that I've seen people, what I'm giving away, I've seen people charge hundreds of dollars for. If you're paying for this right now, you will not be paying anywhere in the hundreds. It'll be in the tens of dollars, okay? Go and download it. Go and access it. Get started on this resource. It's a 30-day bundle. It takes you through a daily practice you can use for 30 days. I've got a whole lot of work that you can do in terms of helping you with journal prompts to help you expand your business. What else is there? I've got a Calm Cash vision document there for you to really ground in what that next level of expansion looks like. it's an incredible product. So please go ahead and access it. It's there for you to support you on your journey so that you can get your nervous system switched into support mode and continue to keep it in support mode so that you can expand your business in 2023 and beyond, because I am so deeply passionate about helping women that are on the path to seven figures, multiple seven, even eight figures, to women who are here to do life-changing work. I want you to be up-leveling. I want you to be expanding. I want your business, okay, to really go out and do the incredible work that it's here to do, no matter what is going on in the economy. I don't want your business to be at the whim of what's happening in the economy, okay? I want you to be able to grow incredible businesses. They are needed now more than ever before. Now is the time when absolutely we need to go out and do the work that we're here to do. And that's when you need a strong, stable, regulated nervous system to go and do that. So all the details are in the show notes, and I will see you for another episode really soon.